Blog Talk Radio.
Happy, happy Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I am Beth, as you know, a.k.a. Be True, and it is Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you so much for your love and your support. I don't know, I'm thinking of the AM shows should be like, worldwide, it's afternoon and evening and nighttime with my friends abroad. Like AM with Beth, AM with Cult Shock Entertainment Report. Morning, we drink different things, right? Coffee, juice. I'm drinking hot peppermint tea right now. Morning with Beth, morning with Cult Shock Entertainment Report. I'm thinking with this morning theme going on, calling it a morning show. I love the morning shows here. At blogtalkradio.com also, but let me think of a name, since I will still broadcast evening and afternoon and special shows and the Sunday broadcasts of Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition Presents first Sunday of every month and so on. But, you know, I love mornings. I am a morning person. I was born at 1:10 a.m. August 11, 1968. I was just thinking of different, maybe... As you all know, from the beginning of the show almost 3 years ago, I like themes. Talk That Talk Tuesday, Terrific Thursday, Motivating Mondays. You know, when we present on Saturday nights and interview artists, Club Culture Shock, and you know, all of that. So I'm just thinking of a morning theme, even for lunchtime and evening time, you know, evenings. With Culture Shock Entertainment Report. See, it's still developing, and it's almost 3 years here at blogtalkradio.com. But again, thank you, hugs and kisses, prayers going to you. It's a lot of hot topics to talk about, but the topics today are great reads for adults in regards to erotica, fiction, and nonfiction. So if you have any suggestions or want to share with us what you're reading, you can at 714-409-0614. You can chat with me in the chat room. I'm headed to the chat room this morning. You remember last Monday I joined the President's Challenge at presidentschallenge.org. I do exercise a lot. I need to focus more on my abs, on my midsection, and so on. But, you know, at the presidentschallenge.org, it recommends that adults exercise at least 30 minutes a day, eat a well-balanced meal, and for kids, at least an hour a day. I can't stress that enough. And then I'm listening to Tom Joyner's show. Big shout-out to the Tom Joyner Show crew. And I'm listening to them, and they're talking about the most obese, states with the most obese people, and the state that I'm in, the state of Mississippi, is always at the top of the list. And they were mentioning that South Carolina and even Delaware is on the top of the list. But Tom Joyner, tonight, he couldn't understand why Alabama is right next to Mississippi and not on the list. Because usually it's Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and so on. And, you know, a lot of us do eat healthy, but there is delicious. I mean, I imagine delicious food in every state, but in comfort-fattening foods. But, you know, I guess we just need to get a grip. I guess that's one reason why the First Lady, when she first kicked off her Let's Move initiative, she came straight here, honestly, and she spoke at the junior high that I went to in the seventh grade when Ronald Reagan and Carter were campaigning, because I, of course, campaigned for Ronald Reagan, even though I love me some Carter. She spoke at that school, and then she returned a year ago to celebrate the anniversary. But I was watching, I said all that to say this too, I was watching World News Now this morning, and the kids' steak dinner recipe contest starts today. Go to letsmove.gov, and you can get more information, kids and parents and youth advocates. You can get more information. But I know they said you can submit your recipe within the next month. So, of course, the deadline is maybe like within the next month, but submissions start this morning after 8 o'clock. So speaking of the President's Challenge .gov website, go to letsmove.org website if you're interested in submitting a recipe. You know, the kids' state dinner is always a big deal. I know I'm always excited whenever they announce the chosen kid from the state of Mississippi. So check out that. You know, Mondays I love to share information from letsmove.org. I hadn't been sharing as regularly since, you know, before the shutdown, but I will more also. But again, thank you. I just wanted to share that because that was some information this morning. The little two-year-old girl that's been missing since Saturday morning from Camden, Mississippi, outside of Canton, Mississippi, north of Jackson, still missing. So you guys keep your eyes and ears open locally in the state, nationwide. You know, keep our eyes and ears open for the Imara Lewis, 2 years old, just vanished. My God, I hope she is found safe and unharmed, because it was warm this weekend when she disappeared, but it is not warm right now. I think the temperature is supposed to, it's supposed to be warmer, warming up today, but it's still cold, and spring is beginning. With the first day of spring is on March 20th. Yeah, so, I know. Oh, and still, you know, sadly, our mayor, our late mayor, will be put to be memorialized on Saturday. His body will lay in state at our city hall, City of Jackson City Hall, on Friday, March the 7th. The body will lie in repose from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at City Hall. And our remembrance is at 4 to 5 p.m. on Friday evening, and then 5 to 7, the body will lay in repose again. And then on March the 8th, on Saturday, service will begin at 11 a.m. at the Jackson Convention Complex downtown. Willis & Sons Funeral Home is handling the arrangements, and the interment will follow at Autumn Woods Memorial Gardens in Jackson. And as you all know, we have a new election. I know, in the same breath I'm saying this, but public service announcement. On April the 8th is the new date for a special, is a date set for a special election in electing a new mayor. And if I'm not mistaken, on the 8th of March is the deadline to register to vote. You know, to register so you can be able to vote if you're if you reside in Jackson. March the 19th, if I'm not mistaken, is the deadline for those who are potential mayoral candidates that qualify. The March the 19th is the deadline for qualifying mayoral candidates to register, to campaign, to run for mayor. So April the 8th is the special election date. And if there's a runoff, if there are two candidates that are running, the votes are so close where that we cannot determine who's the winner. The runoff is scheduled for April 22nd, if needed. And there have been those that media has questioned and inquired if they're running or not. Respectfully, thank God, many politicians and of those that are transitioning into becoming politicians are would not be making an announcement, as it seems, until after our mayor is laid to rest and, you know, we're going through this mourning process. I'm very sad because he was a friend of mine, and I was big-time supportive. He and I both supported each other highly, and I had not had a chance to congratulate him in person, to be honest. You guys know I've been sick the whole summer. So one of my friends, Darryl, I had just told y'all last week, one of my friends, Darryl Smith, gospel singer and all, he and I said, I hadn't been to a city council meeting since the new administration's been in. And he was like, Bethany, don't feel bad, because, you know, we usually go to meetings of different administrations. And he said, I just went to my first one last Tuesday. This was Friday before the mayor passed away. And he was telling me about how exciting the city council meeting was and how interesting it was. And then he and I was like, well, I'm going to a city council meeting ASAP. And he was like, yeah, let me know. So we'll go attend together. And I was like, yeah, because I haven't been since. And I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it on Tuesday. I'd been up early with my mom. You know, she and I had been down, a little ill, and she had been hospitalized, and I had been prescribed a couple of medications for a stomach virus bug that had been going around. Because when we went to ER a couple of weeks ago, you know, I had to cancel my NBA All-Star weekend. It was a bad bug. Some of you probably been affected. Some people I've talked with said they've had it, you know. So there's been the cold flu going around and then this and no telling what else, but it's all good about us taking care of ourselves and keeping antibacterial solutions around and all that and not spreading germs amongst others and ourselves also. But back to the story, I just was shocked when we ate lunch, we took a nap, I woke up, had it on E! Network, then I turned the channel on the news at 5 o'clock. Right when I turned it on there, Stephanie from 16 said the mayor has died. And I'm like, what? Did not give us any reason. We did not know for like an hour what happened. Was he in a hospital, in a car wreck, or what? But there was the city council meetings are at 6 o'clock like once a month. And the other time they're at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. And so people were already at City Hall preparing for the weekly city council meeting, and a gospel choir performed and everything. So we're definitely brokenhearted regarding the loss of our mayor. I had mentioned to my mother, I remember when I was a teenager in my 20s, Harold Washington, when he passed away from that heart attack in Chicago, that really got me. I just could not believe it. He said to me, being down south here, but then always keeping my eyes on Chicago, watching WGN News, having friends and family in Chicago and stuff like that. You know, when he just unexpectedly died from a heart attack, that really got me. So, you know, we had my friend, the late Frank Melton, who was our mayor. He passed away back in 2008. The first term, Lumumba was elected. Yeah, when Lumumba was elected City Council Ward 2, our late Mayor Melton had ran, and on election day, he passed away. He passed away, yes. And Mayor Johnson had a third term. So on Monday, we'll be talking, and next week, we'll be talking about who's in and who's out regarding who's vying to become the next mayor. Right now, our interim mayor is the Honorable Mr. Charles Tillman, who's the president of the city council. Right now, the current ward council person, attorney Melvin Priester Jr., is our president, serving as president now. So just giving you guys a heads up, and you can check out our local media, WAPT, Mississippi News Now, WJTV. You can check out those outlets and follow their tweets, their Twitter accounts, to stay in the know. We have a lot of news happening. The gentleman in Lexington, Mississippi, who came back to life. International media has been calling. They've been reporting, calling, and contacting, wanting to talk with he and his family, because that is just amazing. I know my Facebook friends are just like, wow, and people that I network with are just like, wow. I remember when it started off a local story, and then it just snowballed, because that is amazing. I really would like to know, what did he experience? What did he see? You know, what happened during the time that he was away? You know, did he see heaven? Did he see loved ones that passed on? You know, I want to hear what happened. What did he feel? You know, is he a different person? He might have been a good person before this happened, but, God, he definitely has a calling in his life to teach us something and to tell us something. So that's just all amazing. But I know I'm talking about hot topics. That's what I'm talking about. But remember, Prince will be on Arsenio Hall. I didn't watch Arsenio Hall last night, but I definitely will watch him tonight. Prince, MPG, Third Eye Girl, performing tonight on Arsenio Hall. I hope this is pretty. Usually he talks of Arsenio Hall, so I hope we get a pretty good interview, too, what's going on and what's going down regarding his new music. And I don't know if he'll talk about a tour, talk about UK dates, US dates, talk about Essence Fest. He'll probably be talking about his new music and projects that he's working on. You know, Prince is an amazing humanitarian, too. But again, thank you for your love and support. And I'll play the Swedish Sheet is Prince or Soundcheck.
Thanks for calling. Yo, wanna hear the blues?
Yes.
Yeah, hit the blues one time.
One, two, three.
We'll be right back.
tonight, Arsenio Hall. I've just read one of my Twitter friends who lives in Minneapolis tweeting out how excited she is, and she shared a image of Prince, and it states that he would take over tonight's show from beginning to end. So look, definitely looking forward to that. That's the whole hour, nothing but purple royal badness himself, Prince, and his musicians and proteges and all that good stuff. And he's making a big announcement. So, drum roll, please. Can't wait.
I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
sounds so good. Yes, cannot wait till tonight. And I'll be adding new Prince music also to my playlist. But tonight is the night for those that are old heads to Prince music like myself and those that are learning Prince's music. Check out our Studio Hall show tonight. Now, my friend Demetra, some of you probably network with her. She is the fabulous author of Confessions of a High-Priced Call Girl. And in the near future, I will be sharing and talking more. She told me about a month ago she'll be calling into the show. And then also she'll be a scheduled guest in the near future. Demetra and I befriended one another when she was a guest on one of my favorite people, Brian Cuban, when he hosted the Revolution Rant here at blogtalkradio.com. But she has e-books, Confessions of a High-Priced Call Girl, Secret Confessions of a High-Priced Call Girl, and a couple other books. And, you know, I love her writing. I haven't read all of her books. She and I network and vibe one another have for, what, 3-4 years. And I just love her spirit, and she loves mine, and just can't wait till she's a guest on the show also. Cannot wait to finish reading and sharing what I think of all of her books and her writings. And she's a fabulous lover of the arts, a photographer also. But also Zane, many of you know how much I love her writings also. So this is pretty much a beginning of talking talking about literature, talking about nonfiction and fiction, erotica, and like Demetra and I have talked about, you know, also going in depth of talking about subgenre readings and great rights, going into erotic literature, goth and historical. I have many friends who delve into the historical aspects of their writings, if it's for adult writing or for the entire family. And so I feel like I've been holding back, and by me holding back, that you're not really coming out to share with me. So I'm going to share more. And I know I've shared a lot since the premiere of the show, March 21st, 2011, but I'm definitely going to open up more. And this is an entertainment lifestyle music show and really delve into our interests. And I want you to call in and chat and talk about what interests you. I've been sent some interesting topics to talk about, topics that have literally left my mouth wide open. You know when you see things or you read things in person or writings or videos or whatever, and you just, a couple times, like in the past couple of days, I've been sent videos and articles that have just left my mouth open and speechless. And to many people, that's a shock right there to me, speechless. But, and you know, I've lived a sheltered life, yes, but then I've lived a life of a wild life. And, you know, and I'm being an open-minded person, thinking I'm an open-minded person, you know, think, okay, I'm prepared to see this, I'm prepared to hear about this, I'm prepared to talk about this. But then when certain topics are put in front of me, I am like, what? Huh? So I'm looking forward to really talking about some interesting topics, topics that have caught my attention, topics that have been presented to me, that listeners of the show, friends of the show, friends of mine, friends that I network with on and offline, believe that we need to talk about. And I can't wait. I can't wait till Emery McClendon, my fellow conservative friend, come on and we talk about certain things. And in recent weeks, You know, we're talking about, we, you know, he has asked for a request for the president to meet with his conservative friends. You know, many conservatives, Tea Party, Ronald Reagan Republicans. I guess I consider myself like a Ronald Reagan Republican. Just, you know, conservative Republicans of color in all races like the president and would like to talk with him about issues. And but in recent I've seen where just our black leaders, period, are looking forward to a sit down with the president, you know. And so that says a lot. I think that is so great. That is so wonderful, because that's what we need to do. All people, we always really need it. And we all are interested in what's going on. We all want to see this country and all of us living good, comfortable lives, right? So regardless of our political party affiliation, some of us are not affiliated with any parties, but we care about what's going on. We care about our well-being, our livelihood. You know, we don't want our livelihood being affected. So it's important to come together, and I think that is wonderful. You know, I was kind of shocked because it was like a big story that just, you know, just black civil leaders, leaders want to meet with the president, and I thought that maybe that happens all the time, you know, and so that it's just not the conservatives, but all want to meet. And And, you know, have brain networking, brainstorming sessions, and talk about what's important and what we need to do to help one another. I think that is great, just awesome. I think I read that, like, in Black America Web, or don't make me say, but many of you know what I'm talking about. So I think that's so cool. But I can't wait till Emory McClendon is a guest, too, on the show, so, you know, we can talk about certain things and talk about what he's done in his lifetime also. So I think that's so great. He's a resident of Indiana. And I don't even know if did George P. Bush win the election yesterday in Texas? I don't even know. I was been watching Morning Joe, and I didn't hear anything as I was watching overnight news, and I didn't get an opportunity to check. So I guess I'll find out when the show is over, because it's almost time for the show to end. But those are a couple of books that Demetra has, and that is Confessions of a High. She has 4 e-books, and Confessions of a High Price Call Girl, Secret Confessions of High Price Call Girl, and a few Men Can't Cry. There's like part 2, Men Can't Cry books, and so check those books out. I think my attorney read that book. So check that book out, most definitely. So it's almost time to end the show, but there's so many hot topics to talk about. But this is just the beginning to talk about books that interest us, books that in what are adults reading, and then what are all of us reading. When I first started presenting the show, I would share books all the time, from new books to older books that are hot and good to read. One thing I like about networking with James Franco is that, you know, as he is studying, doing his college studies, he's also reading, like, a list of books, and then he shares those books. And then, not to mention that the movies that he has made in Mississippi based on Wim Faulkner books. And I think it's so cool if you are a reader and share what you read, from blogs to articles to publications to books. I love Norman Vincent Peale books, Tony Robbins books, the Bible, of course, holy books. You learn a lot from holy books, period, the Quran, many. I love having conversations with people from different, you know, cross religions, from different faiths and different cultures. I've always been like that since I was a little girl, so why change now? As long as you know your heart and know where you stand, I think it's a good thing to learn and have an open mind and do that. But I just wanted to touch base on that. We could have just covered, but it was very important to talk about the young lady that is still missing, the little girl that is still missing from the Camden, Mississippi area. And then, you know, we are very saddened. I'm holding back really getting emotional and sad, crying about our mayor. It was so heartbreaking and unbelievable that we have lost a fantastic mayor. He has done so much in the past 6 months, I promise you. A lot is going on in this city. Streets are getting fixed. You know, he recently put it out there for the people to vote on if we wanted a sales tax or not. I didn't vote that day because I was still mixed up about it, and I figured it was going to pass anyway. So 90% of people went to the polls and voted for that. So that was like a 20-year plan. So there's so many awesome things that are in, you know, that's been happening the past 6 months since he's been was elected. And I know whenever he and I would see each other in person throughout the years, we always would talk about he wanting, because, you know, he always would have rallies and events. And when I met Tupac in spring of 93, it was at one of his events at Tupelo College. But he and I will always talk about having a Stop the Violence Summit. We always talk about that. He always would bring up, I want to bring Ludacris here and such and such here, and we're gonna stop this violence. You know, this was before he became mayor. This is when he was city council, and before city council. One of the things that you probably would say, well, what do y'all talk about? Well, one thing that he and I always talk about throughout the years is of the positivity of the city. Of course, he knew I was I'm an open-minded Republican, independent thinking Republican who support my Democratic friends openly. I'm not in the closet when I support my Democrat friends. And so he and I will always talk about the importance, how we need to have a summit, like a Stop the Violence Summit, to, you know, come together with entertainment and really do the thing, you know. So that's one thing that we always would talk about. I was so excited when he announced that he was running to mayor. I went to that announcement. Now, the day that he won the election, I was so pooped from volunteering at the Mississippi GOP headquarters, a lot of Republicans supported Jonathan Lee, but a lot of my Republican friends also supported and voted for our mayor, Lumumba. And so that day, I got up early and voted for Lumumba, and then went to the Mississippi GOP headquarters, where I was doing the phone bank, calling people in northern Mississippi to vote for the Republican candidates that were running in their areas in North Mississippi. And so I was home when he won, and they showed the party and the celebration, and it was just a wonderful day. And I shared a video from his Facebook page yesterday on my page of his acceptance speech and when he won that night on June the 4th last year, 2013. But it's almost time to shut it down. I want to talk about, like, current reads that are recommended for adults in regards of adult reading and what's on the bestsellers list also in regards to adult reading list. Let's see. But we'll be talking about reading lists, and if you want to start a Culture Shock Entertainment Reports book club in the near future, but we'll definitely start with a reading list. It's a general reading list for the entire family, and then for Matters of the Heart Wednesday, we can talk, and of course talk with Linda Bostic and my other friend Andrea Carter with Pure Romance. You know, summer parties is a merge for Pure Romance, and so now it's Pure Romance.